Sometimes it takes a distant observation to help us understand action close at hand. Such was the case for commentator Paul Durenberger.
A friend from Thailand once wrote and said he hoped I was busy. And sometimes in places, that would be a curse. I wondered why he would wish busyness on me instead of leisure. It finally dawned on me that he had articulated something about our society that's so close I hadn't seen it. He could see that we complain of busyness to emphasize our own importance. Far from cursing me, he was wishing importance and significance for me. Being too busy to do anything means that you're important. Today's pecking order is determined by who will wait for whom. You know people are important when they're so busy they can't get to their appointments on time. Some folks are so busy they can no longer just do one thing at a time. In the computer business, they call it multitasking. People take work with them wherever they go so they can remain busy. Hotels have fax modem hookups. You see people with laptop computers on airplanes. And lots of people have cell phones in their cars or briefcases. Recently, I heard a voice resonating in a men's room. It was coming from a stall. The voice said, "What number would that be?" and was replaced by the high-pitched beeps of a dialing cellular phone. Now that's multitasking. That's a busy person. That must have been somebody important.
Paul Durenberger is a professor of anthropology at the University of Iowa in Iowa City. He comes to us by way of member station WSUI.